I love that we're out here, just a bunch of best friends, roughing it in nature. It's beautiful.
Paxton, what are you talking about? We rented a literal mansion.
Yeah, but we're outside and mosquitoes are eating my ankles.
Does someone have a marshmallow I can shove in his mouth?
Please, my reflexes are too fast.
Oh. Nice reflexes.
Caught me off guard.
Okay, here, everyone. Let's say, happy birthday, Elise.
Happy birthday, Elise.
Happy! Happy birthday!
So, are we getting back to the game or what?
Yes. Whose turn was it?
Oh, Grant. Grant's up.
Okay, I got one. Most likely to get knocked up before graduation. One, two, three.
Paxton!
Me? What the hell?
Yep.
I can't even give birth, like, anatomically.
Yeah, not with that attitude. Drink.
So unfair. You know what? You're a bunch of dicks.
Okay, I got one. Most likely to eat something off the ground.
Lucas.
Dude, here we go.
guys, no, haven't you ever heard of the 5-second rule?
No. Drink.
You eat shit off the floor.
Drink. My turn. Most likely to get married first. One, two, three. Haley and Grant.
All right, that's that was so obvious. Easy.
So obvious. You guys are practically married already.
Yeah.
I'm out of beer.
Oh yeah, I'll ride with you. Yep, hold up.
Hey, buddy.
So, did something happen with you guys?
We broke up.
What? When?
Like right before we came up here?
Bro, what?
I mean, she just ended it, but I don't know, man. She's been acting different lately, you know?
Different how?
Just different.
Girl, you're crazy. Two are perfect together.
I don't know. He's not very ambitious.
Maybe I'm just too ambitious.
Yeah, I mean, I can't not agree with you. You know, you really are reaching high peaks. But that's a good thing. I think she'll recognize that. It'll be all good. It'll be totally, totally good.
This is not good.
I just want romance.
Romance is freaking dead.
R.I.P. But you know what? Now we can really settle in on this clay class that I'm talking about. You know when I told you we could make pottery?
I'm gonna get that beer now.
We could start our own book club, right? Oh, two words, spa day.
Shit.
Right, it's a really good idea.
What do you mean the last one? There's no way we drank everything.
Whoa.
Yikes.
I'll run to the store.
No, I'll get it delivered.
It's late, and we rented a house in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, pretty sure this place has booze locked up somewhere, right?
Seems promising.
You do see there's a keep out sign on that door, right?
What? What sign?
Lucas, you broke the door.
How else were we gonna get in?
They're gonna charge me for that, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, bad news first. No alcohol here.
So what's the good news?
Still bad. There's definitely spiders here.
Yeah.
Okay, like, who's keeping all this weird, creepy shit in their basement?
I mean, I guess the owners left all their stuff here after they died.
After they died?
Relax, they didn't die. As far as I know, anyway.
Ooh, vintage.
That looks like a divination cloth.
What?
This is all old astrological stuff.
Mm. Wait,
Lucas,
look at this.
So creepy. Madame Mara.
Do you dare to have your fortune read by Madame Mara?
Oh, guys. What about naked go fishy? Or strip poker, perhaps? Well, never mind. These are tarot cards anyway.
Paxton, it's pronounced tarot.
Yes, Haley, you've got to do readings for everyone. Yeah, do our horoscopes.
Mm-hmm. I see these.
Hey, I didn't know you could do horoscope with tarot. My grandma says tarot cards son del demonio.
What?
Double shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to do readings, but astrology and tarot are intimately connected. If you use them together, they're a really powerful combination for forecasting. Hmm. Oh my god. I've never seen cards like this before. They look hand-painted. They're definitely old.
So how does it work?
Each zodiac sign is represented by a card in the major arcana. By tying in the planets, you make the readings more accurate.
What the hell? Like, how do you even know that?
I don't know. I guess I kind of taught myself.
Oh.
So where should we do this?
Do what?
The tarot readings.
Seriously, I don't want to.
Oh, come on, Haley. It's my birthday.
Let's go. I called me. Huh.
Oh, okay. Guys, we really shouldn't be doing this. It's kind of an unspoken rule not to use somebody else's deck.
What?
Sorry.
Who cares? Come on, I'll go first.
It's like really bad luck.
I can't remember. Did I mention that it was my birthday?
Yeah, I think that's one
word.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah, let's go.
Oh my god.
So, 12 tarot cards are placed in a circle, representing the zodiac. With, very important, 13th card in the center. That indicates the overall theme of the reading, and it can give clarity to the other cards. You are a Libra.
I can vouch for that.
Wow.
All right.
Outed.
You're investigative by nature, and you need to make sense of things, but your curiosity often leads you into the unknown. You're climbing the ladder towards success, but the High Priestess reversed is a warning to maybe slow down. She could cause you to slip up and suffer a crushing blow.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, this old deck's kind of strange.
All right. You know, I'm gonna focus on the part where you said ladder to success.
Sounds good.
All right.
Who's next?
I'll go next.
Madeline. Right.
Okay.
Are you filming me?
Yes.
Pisces, generous, empathetic, and creative. And I really see that creativity paying off this month. Your horoscope is showing me like a line opening up to something. Also, the Hangman indicates ultimate surrender, which might be hard right now because Mercury's in retrograde, so things are gonna feel off. You may even find technology failing for no reason, which I know is gonna be really hard for you.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Oh, funny. Don't panic. It'll soon be water under the bridge.
Okay.
As a Pisces, when you sense danger, you tend to run, which makes sense. Your zodiac symbol is two fish swimming away from each other. But this month, maybe fight that urge and just try not to get hung up on things.
Okay, so just don't run away from your problem.
Basically. Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Paxton, do you want
to
go?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I really would love to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll go.
All right, Paige. We have our Virgo. Quick thinker, practical, bit of a control freak. And Virgos go out of their way for their friends. As we've all seen this weekend.
Oh my god. We need to chill.
As a Virgo, you always want to find the logic in things. This month, that might be challenging. You may feel like you're being pulled in two directions. The magician's bag of tricks are deceptive and will prevent you from seeing clearly.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that. I mean, you know me in control,
right?
Jeez.
Here he is.
Gone long enough.
How was it?
I went upstairs and went through everybody's luggage.
Oh. You did, I swear to God.
Relax, I didn't.
Grant, you're up.
Nah, I'm good.
All right, I'll do it.
Welcome.
It's like Hogwarts up in this place.
Huh. When's your birthday?
Wow, you don't even know my birthday? What kind of a friend are you?
Do you know mine?
Yeah, it's October?
Oh my god. Not even close.
January 25th.
I knew that.
I'm an Aquarius.
I knew that too. And I'm May 7th, and I don't know what I am.
You are a Taurus. Oh. Dependable and a solid friend.
Ooh.
But you can also be kind of bullheaded and make rash decisions.
No shit.
But hey, shut it.
Tauruses can also come off as kind of rude.
Wait. Why do I get a weird, creepy clown?
Drawing the Fool reversed can serve as a warning not to act on impulse. Stick closely to those you trust. Oh, and Judgment is in your fourth house. This deals with physical space. So, don't be surprised if you're feeling trapped or boxed in. Just remember, when one door closes, another one opens.
So, does that mean I'm gonna become rich and famous or date someone hot?
Dude, she's not a genie.
I know that, but like, will I?
I'm not sure, but I actually do see you showing up for your friends in an unexpected way.
Huh, you hear that? Your boy's coming through when you least expect it.
All right.
We get it, move on.
Paxton's coming through. All right, 5 second boy.
Capricorn, ruling planet Saturn. You're a rule breaker, down to earth, and you're also kind of sensitive.
I'm sensitive? When have I ever been sensitive?
Oh, Lukey.
All right, okay. That's enough.
Okay, your horoscope is showing me a change in your financial situation.
How come I didn't get that one?
And it also looks like love is in the air.
Ooh.
But be careful. When the Hermit's reversed, it can indicate poor judgment and is a warning to watch where you're heading. You're someone who will go out of their way for love, but just make sure to stay focused because the Hermit's light could lead you down the wrong track.
Down the wrong track. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Is that everyone?
That was way better than charades.
Oh my gosh. So
we should smoke some weed and watch a movie now.
No.
You guys, I need better friends.
Yeah, I don't know my star sign or whatever.
Really, yo. Generous, loyal. And a natural leader.
So let me get this straight. You just pull some cards and make up whatever you want. Is that how this works?
I use the deck to read the stars. Leos are also headstrong and arrogant and always need to be right. Mars corresponds to the Tower. It can represent ruin and destruction. It's in your seventh house, which rules relationships. So you're pouring gasoline on the fire instead of listening and being understanding.
How have I not been understanding?
I'm reading your horoscope. I'm not talking about us.
It sounds like you're talking about us.
Well, I'm not.
You know, maybe you should see what the stars have to say about you.
Wait. The devil represents your shadow side. You're walking a really dark road. This month, you're gonna need to face your demons and make a sacrifice or risk losing someone important.
I'm gonna go check on him.
Okay. Haley, what are you doing?
Reading my horoscope.
What's it say?
same thing it always says. Love's gonna be the death of me.
Let's go, guys. Long drive back to campus.
Let's do this.
You. Don't scratch my shit, please.
Shotgun.
Nice suitcase, Paxton.
Pipe it.
Can I stay up for a sec? That's
way better.
All right, kiddies, buckle up, because for the next 4 hours and 11 minutes, y'all about to be shitting in your pants.
What? Becky's corpse was found tangled in the creek, her limbs twisted up. Like a soft pretzel.
What is this?
What do you mean, what is this? It's only my favorite podcast of all time.
You're gonna have to kill me before I listen to this for 4 hours.
I'll kill you if you kill me.
Hey, can I get another?
Oh, guys. What? That could be another new podcast.
Okay. Oh my God.
Start the car.
Three people die, one person lives. He lives to tell the story on the podcast. I should probably survive since I'm the one who's in the podcast here.
And we're going.
On this episode, we dive deep into the true story of a jealous best friend and a love triangle that would turn deadly.
Okay, Grant, I'm begging you, man, please drive us off this cliff.
This is just so rude. It's like my favorite thing ever. I'm sharing with you my personal experience in my life.
Here we go.
The knife that was used to carve up the victim was right there on the ground. Blood was everywhere. And that's when she knew that her best friend was the killer.
Guys, I won! $700!
What the hell, bro?
Jesus!
Look, I got all three.
Get in the car.
Please, just get in the car.
You know we're listening to a podcast.
It was literally at the scariest
part. Who does that? No, look.
What happened?
No, guys, he actually won $700.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, really?
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
I don't know if there's any skill to it.
I don't know, like, if...
What a driver, all right.
I'll call you later. Night.
Night.
I still don't understand why you didn't go to that frat party, though.
Because I've got the whole place to myself, and I can't do any more shots this weekend. By the way, thank you for planning that trip. I had the best time.
Anything for wifey.
Oh my God, do not call me that.
Don't worry about it. I only had to sell a kidney.
Hey, you got one left.
Rude. All right, so I got us a reservation at that Thai place that we wanted to try on Friday, and I think we can go straight to the concert afterwards.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? I'm still here.
Hang on, sorry.
Wait, who are you talking to? I thought everyone went out, no?
One sec. Hello? Hello? Hey, sorry, I'm back.
crazy about Haley and Grant, right?
Oh my god, right? I never saw that coming.
Did she say anything to you?
Literally nothing to me at all. Do you?
No, nothing. It's so crazy. What was that noise? Elise?
Hey, I think some of the girls might be back. Can I call you in a second?
Yeah, call me back.
Okay.
Natalie? Claire? Very funny, guys. I swear to God, if you guys are messing with me again. Okay, I'm coming up. Okay, you can come out now. Is someone there? Down here.
You are a Libra. The High Priestess is a warning to maybe slow down. She could cause you to slip up and suffer a crushing blow.
Last night. I don't understand.
I know. I'll stay with you here tonight.
Are you sure you don't want me to stay? Because I can. It's not a problem.
No, it's fine. Get some sleep. Thank you.
Promise you'll call if you need us?
Well, thank you for walking me home.
Of course. Anytime. You know, I probably won't be able to sleep, so if you need me, you know where to find me.
I should probably...
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Close my eyes. If I was there, maybe she'd still be alive.
Listen. You can't do that. Whatever was going to happen would have happened.
How can you say that? We don't have control over our own lives.
I grew up in this really old house in Minnesota. My dad split before I was born, so it's just me and my mom. And it was where we lived when she got sick. I watched her try treatment after treatment. And nothing worked. And that's when I got into tarot. At first, it was just a way for me to make sense of things. I did so many readings. And every time they told me she wasn't gonna make it. And I couldn't save her. I couldn't stop death. I just don't want you to blame yourself for what happened. No matter how much it sucks, you can't change fate.
Hello?
I still can't believe Elise is gone. Honestly, I think I'm still in shock.
Yeah. I think we all are.
What?
Nothing. I'm gonna go take a test I didn't study for and see you later.
Okay.
Police are investigating the death of a 21-year-old male found near the tracks in a remote area of the T subway station. At about 8:30 a.m. Tuesday,
paramedics responded to a report of an unresponsive person near the tracks of the Monarch station. A Red Guard employee seized several bodies who arrived on scene and pronounced the person deceased.
I'm still unclear how your friend Lucas ended up in an active train yard. Any idea why he broke into a restricted zone late at night?
I don't know. He walked me home and he said he was going to take the T back to his place. I should have asked him to come in.
Well, look, we appreciate you guys talking to us. You know, it's been a tough couple of days.
A tough couple of days? Two of our friends are dead.
Yeah, don't you think that's just a little strange?
We're still looking into it, but there's no signs of foul play. Look, you kids have been through a lot. My advice, go home. We'll be in touch.
Okay. None of this is making any sense.
Maybe we should stay together tonight. You know? I think just to be safe.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Guys, what if these are murders? Think about it. It's the only logical explanation.
Why are you looking at us like that?
Oh, I don't know, Haley. Maybe it's because the killer's right here in this room.
You think one of us is killing our friends? How can you even say that?
Yeah, seriously, you're being such a dick right now.
I mean, I'm a Taurus, right? Isn't being a dick like my thing?
You need to chill on the True Crime Podcast.
Paige, do you know why they make so many murder podcasts?
Why?
Because there's tons of people always getting murdered, and newsflash, the killer almost always knows the victim.
I mean, that does kind of make sense.
Thank you.
In a really stupid way, but...
I mean, if it's not one of us, who else would it be?
I have an airtight alibi, just in case anyone's wondering.
We're not.
I was sleeping. And I have a witness, my roommate, Todd.
Paxton, please stop talking.
Okay, no one killed anyone. These were all just accidents.
Two accidents in 2 days?
Maybe it's a coincidence.
I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in fate.
Huh?
It's fate. The readings. I told Lucas to watch where he was heading, or he'd be led down the wrong track. He was hit by a train.
Yeah, I don't know. I that's a stretch.
Capricorns are rule breakers. He was in a restricted area. He's an earth sign. They found him in the dirt.
Haley. I mean, you're reading into that.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, didn't Haley say something about Lucas coming into money? And then he won that scratcher for $700.
Holy shit. You're right.
Okay, guys, let's just all take a second here.
Elise is reading. Really... I said something about a ladder, and they found
her. You know how they found her. Can we all just take a minute here? Because this is sounding insane. I mean, what are you trying to tell us? You think our readings are coming true?
Yes, but in ways we never could have imagined. I know it sounds crazy, but...
Yeah, Haley, look, people do horoscopes and tarot all the time and nothing bad happens. I think you're trying to make sense of something and there's no sense to make.
Maybe we should call our parents. What?
What are you, 12? I'm telling you, we have to go back to the police.
Oh yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, we should go back to the cops because they seem super interested in helping us the first time.
Dude, this is bad. This is really, really bad, okay?
So if what you're saying is true, we're next.
Okay. We need help now. We need some serious help. An expert or someone out there who knows what's going on. Please, Haley, what the hell?
What's your password?
Password.
Oh my god. Seriously?
Wait, really?
I'm still confused as to what you think is going on. Like, guys, let's be rational here.
What are you doing? You can't just type in horoscope. You have to be more specific.
I know how to use a browser.
Lots of articles by the same person.
Yeah.
Alma Astrum.
Click that one, Dark Design. Yeah.
What's it say?
Something about divination. A bunch of people in Mexico died after a reading.
Oh,
cool,
God.
Cool. So I just looked her up. She's a total whack job. Yeah, she's been discredited and is a total joke in the astrology community. So we all just stop wasting our time on this?
We should contact her.
Yeah,
100%.
Didn't no one just hear me?
Alma Astrum is well-versed in divination from her studies of ancient civilizations, tarot, and horoscopes, and is a practicing astrologer with clear communication to the spirit world.
We're gonna hit her up, right?
Yeah,
there's a number. Straight to voicemail.
What do we do?
No. What are you doing?
Road trip.
What do you mean, road trip? Paxton.
Hey, dude.
You know what? You dated someone who's in star signs and shit. My butt's falling asleep.
Yeah, because we've been in the car for 3 hours.
Yeah, well, this was the only address listed online.
Okay, guys, get this. David Beckham and The Rock are both Taurus, or Tauriuses. Wait, it also says here... Guys, do I have a hard time listening to others?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, seriously, you gotta stop talking. You've been doing this the whole drive.
Fine. Such a Leo.
I think we're here. I almost feel like this is a bad idea. Yeah, this is definitely a bad idea.
Wanna guess how many bodies she's got buried out here?
Okay, dude, smart killers don't actually bury bodies, okay? They chop the body parts up and put them in the walls.
That's great.
Haley.
Ah! Oh,
what?
I saw someone in the window.
Who's there?
Ms. Astrom? Hi. My friends and I found your website.
Go away.
We really need your help.
Get off my property.
Our friends are dying because of their readings. And if we don't do something, we're gonna die too. Please. Two of our friends are dead. Exactly how their horoscopes predicted.
Who did the readings?
I did.
Using tarot?
Yeah.
Let me see the deck.
I don't have it. It's not mine.
Describe it to me.
It was old. The cards were hand-painted.
Were they in a box? A wooden box with the zodiac wheel on it?
How do you know that?
Where's the deck now?
In a house in the Catskills.
If you know what's happening, you have to tell us.
Mexico City, 1951. 6 mysterious deaths in under 48 hours. 1 connection between the victims. They all got their horoscopes read at a wedding. 1969, 500,000 people arrive at Woodstock. 3 days later, 8 people are dead, all in freak accidents. Last time they were seen alive, they were reading each other's horoscopes. London, 1988. A group of friends get together for a weekend trip. Only one of them walks away alive. All of these readings were done with cards from a wooden box with a zodiac wheel on the front of it.
I don't understand. How do you know all of this?
Because I was the one in London who survived. I spent my whole life trying to understand why. Why I lived and they didn't. I did everyone's reading but my own. By the time I realized it was the deck, it was long gone. I tracked it to an antiquities dealer who sold it at an auction in Manhattan almost 15 years ago. I've been searching for it ever since, so I could destroy it.
Haley, come on. What are we doing here? Because this is just...
Thousands of years ago, horoscopes were the primary tool used by ancient civilizations to navigate a dark and unpredictable world. There are many ways to read horoscopes. But combining horoscopes and tarot was, and still is, the most powerful form of divination known to man. She knew that.
Who?
The astrologer. Hungary, 1798. A count and his wife were expecting their first child. The count, a practitioner of the occult, had his own personal astrologer. A peasant woman of incredible skill. Using tarot to read horoscopes, she could forecast the future with startling clarity. One day, she foresaw that the Count's wife and son would not survive childbirth. The Count ordered the astrologer to change her prediction. She tried, but fate told her the same thing again and again. The death card can mean the end of something or the start of something new. But in this case, it just meant death. The astrologer and her daughter were cast out, banished. Soon after, the readings came to pass exactly as the astrologer had predicted. The Count accused the astrologer of witchcraft. They killed her daughter. An eye for an eye. Legend has it, the astrologer did readings for the Count and those of his closest circle. She performed a dark ritual. She killed herself. She bound her soul to the cards. Sealing their fate and hers. A death curse. Not long after, the Count and those closest to him died horrible deaths. She got her revenge. She had cursed the cards and inverted the zodiac. Now, anyone who has their horoscope read using those cards will have to face the dark side of fate. The stars are working against you, just like they worked against my friends.
I'm so sorry. Are you saying that we're cursed?
Yes.
How do we stop this? What do we do?
What I should have done a long time ago. Destroy the deck. Then maybe you'll have a chance to change your fate.
Going to a stranger's house in the middle of nowhere. That could have ended very badly.
You didn't even give her a chance.
Wait, you actually believed her? Why is it so easy for you to buy into this crap?
Why is it so easy for you not to? I'm not gonna sit around while more of my friends get killed.
Okay, let's just relax, right? And we'll find a place to chill and wait this all out.
How do you wait out a curse, Paxton?
I don't know. It's my first time being cursed, so maybe get off my back about it?
Guys, maybe we should reverse engineer our readings. If we figure out what's gonna happen, we could stop it.
Wow, that's actually not the worst idea.
Yeah.
Like, I got the full card, right? That was mine? Yeah. And Haley said something about me and enclosed spaces, and we're currently in a car, so I don't love that. But then you also said something about ascending numbers. Oh, shit, but that could mean like speedometer or something, right?
Pisces.
Wait, that's you, Madeline.
The Hanged Man indicates ultimate surrender, which might be hard right now because Mercury's in retrograde, so things are gonna feel off.
Am I tripping or is the car slowing down?
Grant, what is happening?
I have no idea. I'm not doing it.
What?
What the hell's going on? What are you doing?
I don't know. This is so...
What the hell? Did the car just stop on its own?
I don't know, dude. It just, yeah, I guess.
You may even find technology failing for no reason. Don't panic. That'll soon be water under the bridge.
Oh, shit. We're on a bridge right now.
Oh, God, am I next? Guys, I'm freaking out.
What do we do? What do we do?
Grant!
I'm trying.
As a Pisces, when you sense danger, you tend to run. Which makes sense. Your zodiac symbol is two fish swimming away from each other. But this month, maybe fight that urge and just try not to get hung up on things. Just try not to get hung up on things. Just try not to get hung up on things.
No.
I gotta
get out of here!
Don't run!
Wait!
Don't run!
I'm going after them.
Shit! What was that? Did you guys hear that? Oh my God.
issues.
Where'd it go?
What the hell was that?
I mean, we're getting picked off by a... I mean, what even was that?
No. She was right there. I couldn't save her.
It's not your fault.
Okay. We need to go back to campus and find a place for us to barricade in and isolate.
What? What if that thing finds us?
Like it just did?
Shit. Her horoscope. It came true. The Hanged Man.
What?
It looked like the card from the astrologer's deck. I pulled the Hanged Man for her final outcome.
Wait, so what, you're saying that the cards are coming to life now?
I don't know, okay? But we have to do something!
Haley's right. We gotta go back to that house. Destroy the deck.
I agree. We go back, we end this.
Oh, hell no! Okay, not after what I just saw. I'm out!
Wait, Paxton, we need to stick together!
Haley! Are you crazy? This is true crime 101. You don't go back to where it all began! I'm gonna go back to my room, I'm gonna lock myself in there, and wait for this shit to blow over.
Wait, that's your plan?
Yeah, and you know what? It's way better than your plan.
Pisces run when they sense danger, okay? That's what Madeline's horoscope said. And yours said, don't be bullheaded or make rash decisions. And that is exactly what you're doing right now.
You know what? When you guys start thinking clearly, you know where to find me.
Wait, Paxton!
Paxton!
Come on, let's go, okay? Let's go!
How does an old tarot deck from Hungary end up at a house in the Catskills?
I don't know, I mean, maybe some guests did a reading and left the deck because they all died?
Yeah, or maybe the owners of the house are some literal psychos who left the cards there on purpose.
Alma says something about them being sold at an auction. There were a lot of weird objects in that basement. They must be collectors. It's possible they didn't even know what the deck was.
Yeah, well, let's just hope the house is still available.
It is. Because I just booked it.
Oh, shit.
God. Help. Okay, my horoscope's coming true. I don't know what to do. I'm stuck in an elevator.
Where are you?
What? Hello? Hello?
Don't be surprised if you're feeling trapped or boxed in.
Just remember, when one door closes, another one opens.
Another one opens.
Go straight to voicemail. I think something happened.
Any one of us could be next. We have to stick together.
All right. Let's get this over with.
Okay, it says we need to have blessed objects and holy water to perform a ritual.
Okay, well, we obviously don't have any of those, so let's just skip that part.
Okay, we could also store it in a curse box.
A curse box? What website is this?
I don't know, Grant. I just found it. Okay, it says some curses have an object that needs to be destroyed physically, and other curses have a connection that needs to be severed.
Okay, how do we do that?
Well, each curse is different, so...
Okay, we don't have time for this. We need to destroy these cards. Okay.
Wait. Hang on. According to this other website, destruction by incineration is the best way to remove an ancient curse from an object.
Everyone.
I wish I never did those stupid readings. Thank you for coming. We tried to destroy the cards. It didn't work. Something killed our friend. It looked like the hangman.
The astrologer bound her spirit to the deck. She embodies the cards, like a shapeshifter, bringing the final outcome card to life.
That means the magician's coming for me.
Mine was the devil. And yours was...
Zath. Where's the deck now? We need to turn what she created against her. I'm going to separate the astrologer spirit from the cards.
What is all that?
Each stone is associated with a different zodiac sign. I've waited a long time for this. I wish to speak to the astrologer who has bound herself to these cards. I wish to speak to the astrologer who has bound herself to these cards. I wish to speak.
What?
We're not alone.
Oh my God. It's her.
We need to hurry.
You're bleeding.
I can't move. Don't cross. She's reading my horoscope.
have our Virgo.
The magician's bag of tricks.
Revenge from Z.
Getting out of here, are we?
I don't know. That night we first met, I asked the stars if we should be together. The answer was no. A few weeks ago, I did another reading, hoping things had changed. But it was the same.
And maybe we were cursed from the start.
Whoever gets their horoscope read from the deck is cursed.
Yeah.
Well, the astrologer. If I read her horoscope, maybe we can turn the curse back on her.
What? Haley, no, I'm sorry, but you're not going anywhere near those cards again.
Grant, we're dead already. We have to try.
But I thought you said we couldn't change fate.
Well, what if we could? What if we could? All I know is that my mom never stopped fighting. She never gave up hope. And neither should we.
Well, Aquariuses are stubborn, so I guess it doesn't matter what I say. You're gonna do whatever you want, right?
Wait. Have you been reading up on astrology?
I also learned that Aquarius and Leo couples are pretty much unstoppable, and they can overcome just about anything.
Thank you.
Hey, are you okay?
I thought you were dead.
I did. So did I. Did you finish the reading?
No.
Go. No. Go. Go.
This month you're gonna need to face your demons.
Your horoscope tells me you're in pain. You're hurt, but you won't allow yourself to heal. What happened to you was horrible. I know what it's like to have someone taken from you. And staying stuck in the past isn't going to change the future. Something, or the start of something new. But in your case, it just means death.
You think anyone will believe us?
Guess we'll find out.
How far is it to town?
A couple more miles.
I feel like we've been walking forever.
Hey,
car. In my horoscope. Dark road, right?
Shit.
Wait.
Guys!
Paxton?
Paxton?
Oh, thank God! Yes! I thought you guys died!
I thought you died!
I drove here so fast, I was so worried. But then I remember you said I was gonna come through for my friends in an unexpected way, and... Wait, where's Paige? Come on, let's get you guys out of here. Come on.
Yeah.
So, wait. The deck went up in flames and the astrologer, like, vaporized?
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoa.
But it's not gonna bring our friends back.
But really, how do we know this is all over?
I mean, Taylee broke the curse. It's definitely over.
Yeah.
Guys, we did it. We changed fate.
Fuck fate. Hold on a second. I'm lost. How did you get out of the elevator again?
Like I just said, my cat-like reflexes.
So you're saying you outfooled the fool? Is that what happened?
Bruh, it's me we're talking about. Of course I did. Although it might have helped that my roommate Todd showed up out of nowhere and opened the elevator because that thing kind of just disappeared.
Paxton?
Hey, Todd. What's going on?
Thank you.
Words are never true, never once till